I suppose most of the people that we deal with in the Money Advice and Budgeting Service are people on low income and social welfare. They make up over 60% of the people who come to us. And very often, prior to Christmas, they're under quite enormous pressure in order to, I suppose, respond to families' needs and everything around the Christmas season. And of course, because of their income and because it's so kind of tight, they don't have very great facilities to save. So borrowings are their only way to probably cope with the Christmas season, and very often they have to borrow at very high interest rates. So coming into January, life can be a kind of a juggling act, really, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul in order to pay for probably very expensive utility bills like heating and lighting, but also paying back the loan. So it's a difficult time for them. For people who probably are on a modest or a good income and who have had maybe because of, again, of borrowings in order to purchase a house, car loans and the rest, have had to maybe rely on their credit card limits in order to, I suppose, you know, participate in the Christmas season. They too will be finding it difficult to probably make ends meet post-Christmas. And our advice really would be is to, if you feel that your financial situation is going out of control, either speedily or slowly, really it's time to take action, not to put your head in the sand, but to do something about it now. And I suppose the most important thing to do is to sit down and work out a budget to see what your priorities are. First of all, see what your income sources are, and then to see what your outgoings are, your priorities. And that will show you what you have left for unsecured creditors for loans.
And I suppose the temptation is, especially with things like credit cards, when it's so easy to overspend on them, the temptation is just to ignore it and to keep overspending. I mean, are credit card companies also a little bit responsible for allowing people to do this?
Well, I suppose up to now, credit card companies just extended people's credit limits year on year, and some people probably would have quite sizable limits, maybe up to even €10,000. Now, under a new code from the financial regulator, this will not be allowed from the middle of 2006. They will not be able to raise credit card limit unless somebody requests it. Neither will they be able to offer kind of pre-approved loan products to consumers. So I suppose there's always pressure on the banks and credit industry to get money out there. And as well, we've experienced, as well as irresponsible borrowing, there has also been irresponsible lending in the market.
If somebody comes to you, I mean, what kind of advice would they be looking for, or what kind of help can you give them?
Now, the Money Advice is a free, confidential, and independent service. It is primarily for people on low income and social welfare, but it's also for people in debt or in danger of getting into serious over-indebtedness. When people come to us, we first of all ask them to be open and honest, to give us a full story. You know, what kind of a situation are they in? How much debt is out there for them? And we sit down with them and we work out just putting priorities first, of course, like the roof over their head, light, heat, food, medical expenses, all that kind of thing are important. If people want a budget sheet, in order to do that, they can get it on our website, www.mabs.ie. Once that budget is made out, income and expenditure or outgoings, then people can see what is left for creditors, for unsecured creditors. And it's with that money that's left over that they should go to their unsecured creditors, and they would be credit cards, credit union loans, money lending loans, and offer them an affordable repayment schedule. So we would advise people to negotiate their way out of financial difficulties rather than borrowing their way out.
But surely isn't that the big fear for people? I mean, they feel that the people they've borrowed money off won't be reasonable, or that credit card companies won't negotiate and won't accept a reasonable or a smaller payment.
That is a huge fear that people have, and people probably are a little bit intimidated. That's why we always advise people primarily to, if you are in difficulties, to write to your creditor. Don't pick up the phone, because that can be an experience that maybe will leave you probably less confident than you were prior. But usually if you own up early, if you contact your creditor early, and we suggest by letter that you are in difficulty, and if you have a reasonable case for like a change in life circumstance, usually you'll find your creditor very accommodating, because really they know they can't get blood out of a turnip, you know what I mean? So they're interested in getting their money back or getting a portion of their money back. So they are prepared to arrive at affordable agreements. Of course, if you start making agreements with them that you can't afford, or if you start ducking and weaving, well, then what do you expect them to think of you if that is the situation? So we would say is put your hands up early, contact your creditors early. If you feel that you can't do that yourself, if you feel intimidated by it, well, then go to your local money advice and budgeting service and request your local money advisor to do it for you.